Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dialed In. This is a broadcast where we focus on communication, relationships, and personal growth with actionable steps that you can implement immediately to help you live your best life. I'm your host, Bethany Clementson, and I'm thrilled to be with you here today. So today we're talking about confidence, and I thought a good place to start would be with the definition. So confidence is defined as a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. Another definition of confidence is the state of feeling certain about the truth of something. If I asked you to tell me your confidence rating on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the most confident, how would you rate it? Now, what I know for sure about confidence is that everyone has struggled with it from one time or another. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what your socioeconomic status is, where you live, or how much money you make. I promise you, everyone struggles with insecurities, with not feeling confident all the time. Now, it took me years before I learned this. I had no idea. I thought, for some reason, I had the market cornered on insecurity when I was growing up, and even into my 20s and early 30s. It really wasn't until I started working with a coach that I learned that everyone feels oily and awkward and weird and uncomfortable in their own skin from time to time. And I took great comfort in knowing that I wasn't alone. So if this is something that you've never heard before, please know you're not alone in dealing with a lack of confidence or insecurity or feeling like everyone around you maybe is better than you are. But the truth of it is, those are all lies. Those are lies that we tell ourselves. So today I'm going to tell you two things you can do. These things are simple. They're not necessarily easy, but they're simple. And I promise you, if you do these things, it will improve your confidence in a big and lasting and real way. So get your pen and paper out. Here we go. All right. Number one, pay attention to the inside. How are you talking to yourself? Are you kind? Do you give yourself grace? If not, this is a perfect place to start. Monitor your self-talk. You know, your inner dialogue, those conversations that you have in your head. The first step to change is being aware of what you're currently doing. If you don't know what you're currently doing, then there's no way you can change it. So when you find yourself being unkind, have that awareness and then replace that with something new. So it's not as easy as just stopping it and not having those thoughts. It's about taking that thought and changing it and replacing it with something that's more life-giving, that's more truth-filled. Now, it's going to feel weird at first, but over time, it will give you lasting change. So I'll just share one example with you. Instead of when something happens, you automatically say to yourself, "I'm so stupid," try saying, "I'm learning and getting better," or "everyone makes mistakes. What can I learn from this?" That's how you move forward. Our change always happens from the inside out. So I spent years thinking that when I got the degree or the car or the house or the spouse or a certain amount of money in the bank or the certain clothes that would make me feel confident, that I would then be that person, but it really doesn't work that way. If it did, every wealthy person would be completely happy, fulfilled, and confident. And you know as well as I do that that's not what we see. Our change happens from the inside out. So that first thing, is being aware of how you talk to yourself, what is happening on the inside, and giving yourself grace, replacing the bad thoughts with the good thoughts. All right, number two, paying attention to the outside. Now, I'm not talking about what's happening on the outside of you, although you need to pay attention to what happens around you, but you know as well as I do that you don't have control over what happens outside of you. You only have control of what happens inside. But the reason I say to pay attention to the outside is because I want you to know and be aware of the stories that you're telling yourself about the things that happen outside of you. We all create stories, and those stories are in complete alignment with what we believe deep down, with our inner belief, or you'll hear it referred to as your belief system. So let me give you an example of how this can work. So you're walking down the street and you say hello to someone and they don't respond. They don't look at you. I mean, you might as well not even exist to them. At that moment, you have a choice in the story that you tell yourself. Your story can sound like, "Of course they didn't acknowledge me. I'm always invisible and nobody cares about me. I'm completely alone." Or your story can sound like, "Wow, they're distracted. I wonder what's going on with them. I hope they're okay." Do you see the difference there? The thing is, you're making stuff up. You're MSUing regardless. You're making stories up in your head. So if you have a choice to make up stories about what is happening outside of you, why not make them good ones? Why not? If you're going to have a belief either way, why not believe in the good? Why not make it good? We are the story makers. Make your story a good one. So to kind of wrap this all up, I want to share something that I found really funny, but also something that maybe would help encourage you. So have you seen the movie I Feel Pretty? If not, I highly encourage you to watch it. Now, I don't know, it's probably a couple of years old by now, but it's really, really funny. Like, I was crying funny, but the message of it goes right in line with what we're talking about today. So I Feel Pretty is about an ordinary woman who struggles with lack of confidence and insecurity. And she actually falls down in the gym and hits her head really hard and it knocks her out. And when she wakes up, she has this brand new confidence about her that she's never had before. And the thing is, nothing in her life had changed. It was simply her perception about herself and about everything that was happening around her that changed. So there's this one scene in the movie where she goes to the dry cleaner, and as she's walking down the sidewalk to go into the building, there's a gentleman going into the building and he opens the door. Well, she automatically assumes that he's opening the door for her. So she like flashes him a flirty smile and says thank you and walks in with her shoulders back and a smile on her face and with all the confidence in the world. And then once she gets inside, everyone standing inside has a number. And so they're all holding their numbers and they're waiting in line and it's kind of quiet. And there's a guy in front of her and he turns around and he says, "What's your number?" And she automatically assumes he's asking for her phone number. And it's really funny, like they can't find a pen or something to write on. And she finally comes up with a pen. And I think she ends up like writing the phone number on his hand. And the whole time she's like confident and happy. And initially he's like shocked because he was asking her about the dry cleaning number, not her phone number, but he becomes shocked and then he becomes amused. And then he takes a keen interest in her. And I won't ruin the rest of the story, but the rub is nothing about her external conditions or circumstances changed. Nothing. Her life was the same. She'd always gone to that dry cleaner. She had the same job. She had the same clothes. But it was all on the inside that changed. And when her inside shifted, everything about her life shifted. Our change comes from within. You want to be more confident? pay attention to what's inside of you. Okay, to wrap it up, here's your action steps. Monitor your self-talk. Replace the bad with the good. You need help with this? Reach out to me. I'm more than happy to give you some replacement techniques that can help you move forward. Don't say anything to yourself that you wouldn't say to your best friend. And next, monitor the stories that you tell yourself. Make them good ones. This will feel weird initially, but over time, these actions help you forge a new belief. You won't feel confident at first, but keep taking action. If you act long enough, the feeling will catch up. I'll say that again. If you take action long enough, the feelings will catch up. Now, how do I know this? Because I've lived it. And I promise you that the inner work is so incredibly worth it, you guys. There is freedom on the other side. You can do this. Thank you so much for listening today. And as always, I love hearing from you and I love being connected to you. You can find more in-depth dives about these kinds of topics at the Big Life Action Group on Facebook, or always connect with me at my website, bethanyclem.com. There are blogs about these personal growth items and leadership and communication, and I love to stay connected with you that way. You are worthy of a life well lived, a big life. Take action, be consistent, and stay dialed in.